USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will be campaigning in Pennsylvania on Sunday, the same day that the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette endorsed President Trump. The last time the paper's editorial board endorsed a Republican was 1972. President Trump, with campaign stops in Iowa, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and Michigan, where he told the crowd,
Michigan lost half of its auto job thanks to Biden's NAFTA and China disasters. You know, it's amazing. Nobody saw the debate, I'm sure, the other night, right? Nobody. Do you notice the way I kept saying, Joe, why didn't you do it? He'd say, well, I would do this, and I would do that, and I would. I said, Joe, why didn't you do it? You were there for 47 years.
COVID relief talks are dead for the time being. Republicans hoping something can get done after the election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden campaigning in Flint, Michigan on Saturday. The Democratic presidential candidate promising to get COVID under control by implementing a national mandate including mask wearing, social distancing, testing, and tracing.
Imagine where we'd be if we had a president who wore a mask instead of mocking it. I can tell you this, we wouldn't have 9 million confirmed cases of COVID in this nation.
Regarding a federal mask mandate, Fox News legal analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano tells Fox News,
well, the federal government certainly can't do it because the federal government is not charged with public health or public safety. That's an area, Melissa, that is reserved by the 10th Amendment to the Constitution for the states.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Ada is south of Jamaica and is moving west towards Central America. Ada is the 28th named storm of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpels. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
One of the largest restaurant acquisitions in recent memory is taking place.
They say America runs on Dunkin', but Dunkin' is about to be run by Inspire Brands. The company, whose portfolio includes Buffalo Wild Wings, Sonic, and Jimmy John's, will buy Dunkin' Brands Group for $11.3 billion, including debt. It's one of the largest restaurant deals in recent history. The Wall Street Journal reported it first, with the two companies confirming in a joint press release a short time later. The deal is Inspire Brands' fourth acquisition since they were formed in 2018. It will make them the second largest U.S. restaurant chain after McDonald's. That's based off of domestic sales. From the East Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
President Trump spent some time last week in the battleground state of Nevada. The president joined hospitality expert John Taffer on his podcast to discuss his plans to address the problems facing the hospitality industry. As far as how the interview went, Taffer telling Fox News,
he loves the industry, and he had 3-4 programs that are extremely powerful. And my purpose, Brian, because none of the candidates are talking about the restaurant industry and how it's been impacted, and we've lost more jobs than any industry in the country. It was nice to see that the president had thought about it, and really more of the national media is focusing on bigger issues, but this is a big issue. This is the largest employer in America. We've been devastated.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.